Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Baidu has changed its ad policy again. The EU attempts to level up the online playing field and Zalando partners with Abercrombie and Fitch. Following its many shakeups to online ads over the last few months, Baidu has announced yet another change to its advertising policy. Recently, the Chinese company decided to halt any promotion of cryptocurrency on its network, including Bitcoin platforms. Whilst the reasons behind the termination of the ads is yet to be confirmed, it's reported that the decision may be due to the high volume of scam sites fronting as cryptocurrency pages on Baidu's pages. If this is correct, it may be planning to create a filter system that would let state-sanctioned and legal sites through. This would happen by allowing popular, well-known Bitcoin platforms such as Circle or BitPay through the filter by way of a verification process. Meanwhile, users of the sites have said on forums that it may have been a government-requested move which would set a dangerous precedent for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. A proposed EU ruling would give more power to publishers dealing with internet giants Facebook and Google. After the European Commission has come under pressure to level the internet's playing field, the proposal would give news publishers exclusive rights online to reproduce content. This means that on services such as Google News and Facebook, parent companies such as Alphabet would have to pay publishers for the rights to use sections of copy from articles to appear in search results. According to a draft proposal seen by the Guardian newspaper, the new neighbouring rights are designed to increase the rights of those producing original content. However, previous attempts to do the same thing in Spain and Germany saw Google shut down the local versions of Google News, essentially forcing publishers to stop charging it due to the inevitable drop in traffic. Europe's largest fashion online retailer, Zalando, has partnered up with Abercrombie and Fitch. The American company has agreed a deal that will see it provide Abercrombie, Hollister, and Abercrombie Kids products wholesale to be sold in Europe online. Abercrombie and Fitch president Fran Horowitz has said that the deal will strengthen all three of its brands in Europe, with Zalando reinforcing the present it currently has there. Meanwhile, Zalando has said that the deal with Abercrombie & Fitch brings three iconic brands to our business, thus adds great value for our assortment offering, and that it helps make online shopping more inspiring across Europe. The American company already has deals with Next and ASOS and a further 117 shops in Europe. The China-Britain Business Council has teamed up with WeChat in order to protect against copyright infringements. The council, or CBBC, will work with WeChat owners Tencent and the IPCC to develop a WeChat protection platform. Because the messaging platform has over 1 billion users, it's become a target for copyright infringement and so has set up an express channel within the platform to assist CBBC and IPCC members. Members of the two organizations will be able to use Tencent's current IP protection system, whilst Tencent themselves will receive support regarding any legal or technical construction. IPCC chairman Hugo Zhang said that the deal sends an intimidating warning against infringing behavior online. And finally, it's not just human beings being affected by the rapid rise of wearable technology. According to a new study by Grandview Research, the global animal wearable tech market will soon be worth over $2 billion by 2022. The report also suggested that within just 12 months, pet owners will spend more on wearable devices than on food, with that spend rising a further 50% by 2020. There are also more products entering the market than you may think, with wearable devices such as voice and Pet Pace, which include features like medical diagnosis and behavior monitoring, being released recently. Additionally, businesses marketing to pet owners isn't as silly as it sounds. Data collected from Instagram shows that posts with animals included is shown to boost the number of users' responses dramatically, with Sotheby's seeing 93% more likes on posts that included animals over ones that did not. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news how-to videos, and more. See you next time.